This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In anti-gun circles, it is common to say that the AR-15 is not a useful weapon for self-defense, because if they were to actually acknowledge that it is, then people will question just why in the world they're interested in banning it. It doesn't make sense for them to acknowledge its usefulness from a political standpoint. And this is what it's all about. It's politics. It's politics. There's a reason they want to ban it, because one, it's been banned before, remember? Now, not banned, of course. It was new ones were banned. Old ones were grandfathered in. And they had a sunset provision on this as well. Only a 10-year lifespan on this bill. So I don't know, you know, the idea that they would acknowledge what it's actually good for, the utility that it's good for, because I refer to them as personal defense weapons. They're not going to do that. Some of them are just clueless enough about guns to believe what they're saying in some cases, actually. Some of them know nothing about them, and they only know what they read or hear, and they're just parroting what they hear. But then, at the Washington Free Beacon, they decided to talk with a few women. And guess what their weapon, their choice of weapon for home defense turned out to be? We get this. Speaking with Washington Free Beacon on Friday, five female firearm owners and advocates said the AR-15 platform offers special features that are ideal for women specifically. Robin Sandoval, who's been a guest here, executive director of a Girl and a Gun Women's Shooting League, said the rifle is both more effective and safer for female shooters. ARs are an excellent choice for women for home defense. The platform is relatively lightweight, easy to hold, and customized so that the firearm fits her body correctly. Having a rifle that is the right size for the shooter makes it more comfortable to shoot and therefore more accurate and safer. All true. Absolutely true. Robin knocks it out of the park with that one. Many Democratic politicians, including 2020 frontrunner Joe Biden, have long decried the AR-15 as both dangerous and either impractical or unnecessary for civilians, especially women. But the female firearm owners that the Free Beacon spoke to rejected the logic of these pro-gun control men. Mary Chastain, a writer and gun owner, said AR-15s are perfect for women. Despite the size, they're lightweight and have hardly any kickback. This allows us to aim well and shoot the target where we want to, which would be in the direction of the bad guy. Which, of course, flies in the face of claims from people like Gropey Joe. He says it's a difficult weapon to handle and fire accurately, which tells me he's never picked one up. As Chastain says, it's a lightweight firearm and low recoil. I mean, getting out there, I know some guys that sell. Here's the thing about mitigating recoil on a gun, any gun. Some calibers like 9mm and 5.56 are just easy to control anyway. There's not a whole lot of quote-unquote muscle needed to control the weapon. The weapon is a very lightweight soft shooter. So getting out there, some guys have come out with muzzle devices like compensators, which get rid of what little recoil there is. The reason you would do that is to, one, be more accurate, two, be on target faster, returning to target faster with that next shot. So, that's what makes it easy to dial in, because you can say, okay, I want the recoil to be like this. I want the pull, the length of pull to be like this. I want the handguard to be like this. It's like a box of Legos. Chastain says it's not a particularly powerful round, but it makes it easier to fire follow-up shots should they be required. Other women they spoke with had other reasons for liking the weapon, all of which are perfectly valid. Former police officer turned gun rights activist Diana Mueller, who's been a guest here, called it the Mr. Potato Head for the gun connoisseur, a term which refers to the way one can accessorize the weapon, making it more useful than originally configured when it comes to home defense. Like putting a flashlight on it. I have one that Roger Ward built that has a combination flashlight laser sight. So when you're illuminating it, it has the laser sight in the middle of it too. That's a wonderful thing. So flashlights on these are very popular because it helps with home defense. When you're investigating a bump in the dark, it's a lot easier when you can make it less dark. And while the anti-gunners are going to continue to claim the AR-15 isn't useful for home defense, you also have to remember they're speaking from a place of ignorance at best. If they don't know, or if they don't know, that's one thing. The other thing is if they're lying. They could be outright lying. So we have multiple examples of the AR-15 being used in a home defense situation. And the latest example of it being used in a home defense situation was used by an 8-month pregnant woman who defended her family. She's just the latest one out there. Frankly, people need to use what they're comfortable with. If they have to use a weapon for self-defense, they need to use one they're going to be comfortable with. If they're comfortable with it, that means they're going to be proficient with it. And if that turns out to be an AR-15, it's not the place for any politician to argue otherwise. I don't even know how they're going to find them. The whole idea that they are going to ban AR-15s is, it flies in the face of all things logical. And I just don't see it happening. I don't see how they could do it. I don't see how they could put it together. If they were to ban them, if they were to say, well, hey, we're going to do this today, I don't see how they actually make that happen. It's one thing to say, we're going to do it. It's quite another thing to get it done. Because if you look at all these guys that are coming into power, this is the thing I was trying to bring this into the conversation with Dan. The left is taking themselves to a place to where they're not going to be able to enforce anything because they're not going to have any enforcers. They're not going to have regular people. They're not going to have enforcers. They're not going to have industry. They're going to have a lot of crime. That's all beside the point, isn't it? But ladies, you guys like the AR-15. I've been saying the ladies are going to be the ones that are actually the salvation of the Second Amendment. I haven't changed my opinion on that. That's why I have a segment like The Weaponized Woman in its various shapes and forms. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
purchase top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. First of all, who wrote this? Okay. The NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Federation, which is a firearms industry trade group, is responding to the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court has said that a lawsuit from the parents of the victims of Sandy Hook can proceed against Remington. Now, NSSF, of course, is disappointed by a U.S. Supreme Court decision not to review the Connecticut Supreme Court's decision. Annually, more than 7,000 cases are petitioned to the High Court, and while the court only accepts a limited number of cases, they thought this case was worthy of review. So now it returns to Connecticut State Court for trial, where the plaintiffs will need to prove that Remington's lawful advertising of a legal product violated the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act. The only claim remaining in the case, and that it somehow caused Adam Lanza to murder innocent victims. First things first, advertising. This is basically about advertising. Now, you hear who I advertise. You hear the kind of stuff I talk about here, right? When I have people like Yeager on, or Fisher, or Harrington, or, you know, we're talking about self-defense with guns. When Akita Bussey, you know, Chris Costa, I mean, whoever it is I have on, we're talking about self-defense with guns. And that is, you know, that's a real-world sort of ruthless sort of topic. Now, the claim here is that Remington, who is the parent of Bushmaster, because I believe he used a Bushmaster rifle, if I'm not mistaken, they had some ad out there about his, you know, if you owned one of those guns, you had your man card or something akin to this. And what is this? You know, does this mean that BMW should they be sued if somebody gets out there and drives a car really fast because of their advertising? Should a knife maker who makes a really good carving knife, and they have their own advertisement, their own trades and everything else. A lot of cooks, you know, not a good knife set for a cook is a very expensive piece of equipment. And, you know, they would cut literally anything. So if somebody uses one of those in a murder, does that mean that the knife company, because they advertise our knives are sharp, are they liable for saying our knives are sharp? Advertising is a way of informing the public of certain things. But the public, I mean, if advertising were the end-all be-all that some people seem to make it out to be when they're trying to sue people based upon their advertising, then we would be charging a lot more for it. If we could persuade people to that degree, we'd be charging a lot more for it. Nothing in Remington's advertising of these products connotes or encourages the illegal or negligent misuse of firearms, or that Mrs. Nancy Lanza, who lawfully purchased the gun 2 years prior to the incident, or Adam Lanza himself, saw or were influenced in any way by any advertisement. That's the other thing. They've got to be able to prove that Adam Lanza saw this advertisement. Not Nancy Lanza, because Nancy Lanza was victim one. She was victim one. She was the first one to die. So we have to prove, they have to prove, in order that Adam Lanza saw this and this influenced his decision to go to Sandy Hook with this particular gun. Now, I feel bad. If they were to get this through and they were to persevere and everything, guess what, parents of Sandy Hook? You still don't get closure. You don't get closure. Nothing changes for you in your day-to-day, sadly. And Adam Lanza alone was the problem. He was the one that did what was done. Now, the lawsuit itself can proceed, but there's no guarantee of victory for the plaintiffs here. And, you know, we've already seen one of these before where they came back and said, well, now you guys are responsible. If they don't fine for the plaintiff, that means that they might get sued back for legal fees. And then guess what? It's another Lucky Gunner incident. They're not going after the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which should also be in here. This is based upon a state consumer protection law, which is why the plaintiffs now have to try to prove that Remington's advertising actually caused a murder. But they're celebrating the news in the gun control groups like this is a big, you know, that the lawsuit can continue. On Twitter, we got this from the Bradys. Sandy Hook families will get the day in court they deserve. This is a major progress in reforming the gun industry. We've been proud to assist plaintiffs in this case, and we won't stop fighting for justice. Hashtag end gun violence. Hashtag gun reform. How about hashtag you deserted the people from Lucky Gunner Brady campaign? Do you remember that? $220,000 that you encouraged them to go after. Or they got slapped with. Do you remember that? And this isn't about reforming the gun industry. You're trying to bankrupt gun makers and trying to force them out of business. Donald Varelli, who was the Obama-era Solicitor General, who's now representing several families in their lawsuit against Remington, has been a longtime opponent of the right to keep and bear arms and argued before the Supreme Court in a 2011 case that the Second Amendment should be treated as a second-class right. No prejudicial thoughts here, huh? So, Lucky Gunner. Remember Lucky Gunner? Now that family, I think that family now works for the Brady campaign. I just wonder where they get their money. I don't know how many people pay to be in the Brady campaign. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a short-term spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown this week and extend government funding through December 20th. The Senate is expected to easily pass the measure in the coming days, and the White House has signaled that President Trump will sign it. Two more witnesses are before the House Intelligence Committee during the third day of the impeachment hearings. Special U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker and former National Security Council official Tim Morrison are in the spotlight. California Republican Devin Nunes calls the impeachment hearings a farce.
Welcome back to Act Two of today's circus, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to continue what the Democrats tell us is a serious, somber, and even prayerful process of attempting to overthrow a duly elected president.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling on the House to move forward with approving the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then. My parents. Well, maybe not my parents. Maybe the generation that followed my parents. They grew up having to do drills like duck and cover, which was ridiculous. Ducking, and this was based, this was a nuclear attack drill. We regularly have, emergency broadcast system tests on radio, on our mobile phones, on TV. When I was in school, we had fire drills. Those kind of things are important simply because This gets children, and there's a reason. This is sort of the same thing that they do in the military. In the military, there's a lot of training that has to do with repetition, with getting used to doing things a certain way. It's basically conditioning, okay, and getting conditioned to not panic and run out of a fire is not a bad deal. Is it? I don't think it's a bad deal. So now we have a bunch of, you know, we have the anti-gun school age kids now. And right now, they're decrying their need for rampage killing drills. They're saying that we shouldn't have to have these. They're saying, and I guess what they think is that, well, since we shouldn't have to have these, if we don't have them, no big deal. Except, that doesn't stop a rampage killer not having the drill. But they're saying this as if it's simply saying a thing makes it so. And I agree, I don't disagree with them. They should not have to go through these drills. We should be taking steps to make their lives as safe as possible. I know what the odds are. I say them all the time. 1 in 614 million chances of being shot in school. But it does happen. And we should be doing what it takes, which means arming teachers and having school resource officers in the same place. That would go a long way. And then let everybody know this is not a gun-free zone. We are prepared to counter you if you come on this premises trying to hurt our students. Rampage killing shouldn't be a thing, but they are. And schools do need to try to figure out a way to drill for them. And it's a reality that we all have to live with. But now the talk about these drills isn't surrounding whether the incident precipitating them should be happening, which is good since only the rampage killers themselves seem to support rampage killings. But the impact on the children, because apparently children today are more fragile than they were when I was having to run out of my classroom to keep from being burned alive or whatever. There are people saying that this may be too traumatic for them. And according to some research, last year 57% of teens told researchers they worry about a school shooting happening in their school. A slightly higher percentage of parents of teenagers, 63%, fear a shooting at their child's school. This coming from the Pew Research Center. Now, remember what I told you about the way they do a study. Everything they say, the only ones that are worse than them would have to be Quinnipiac. Now, they're doing this, they feel this way, because of the media coverage they get. They feel like this is, after Sandy Hook, 56% of America, which is right around where we're at right here with these numbers, thought that this kind of thing happens all the time. And then with Marjory Stoneman Douglas, which was arguably the next big school shooting that unfortunately occurred in the United States, we were told that 18 of these had happened so far in the year of 2017 or 2018, whatever year it was. It was Valentine's Day, so in 45 days we'd had 18 of these. That's what the news, they were even parroting that here. And despite all this high-profile media coverage, they are a school shooting with multiple victims is a very rare occasion. The overall number of students killed in shootings at schools is down from the early 1990s to about 0.15 per million in 2014-2015, according to Northeastern University, that being James Allen Fox. One Harvard instructor estimated the likelihood of a public school shooting being killed, you know, student being killed, 1 in 614 million. Melissa Reeves, a professor at Winthrop and former president of the National Association of School Psychologists, talked with the NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro about changes in how they shoot these drills and everything and the psychological impact they can have on young children. Now, I can sort of see the point because of the way children are being raised nowadays. But I don't agree with it. But I can see where this is coming from, because what children, a lot of them, are being taught, and what a lot of them surmise and presume, is not what you and I grew up with, if you're my age. There's another problem, though, with rampage killing drills at schools, particularly above the elementary level, and the issue is that the person perhaps best trained are the shooters themselves. When they initiate one of these drills, they show their hands to any potential rampage killer in their student body, which is, you know, That's the one that got studied the other day, remember? And they were looking at this, the one where the student becomes the killer. They show the procedures and responses and things that can be then used in the planning of these attacks. Cruz, Nicholas Cruz, knew about what was going to happen at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, which is why he pulled the alarm and set up. Security experts would tell you that you don't tell people about your overall procedure because it makes it easier to circumvent those procedures. Any security can be defeated given enough time and information. And a rampage killing drill tells a potential shooter where masses of people can be found after the first shots are fired. They can then respond and kill even more simply because they know where to find more and more victims. But even NPR noted they're ridiculously rare. You have a 1 in 3,000 chance of being struck by lightning, which is an event so rare that, you know, that's used as a metric for rare occurrences. Yet it is also far more likely to happen than to be shot in a school. Armed teachers, on the other hand, they don't have to train in public. Their reaction time and plan is kept in the dark. That is the better way to go. That's the smarter way to go, and it's the more, it's going to disrupt the rampage killer, which is the first thing you got to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I'm thoroughly confused now. Socialist Bernie Sanders dropped a bombshell into the political discussion in Iowa this past Sunday, declaring, "I don't support a mandatory buyback is essentially confiscation, which I think is unconstitutional." Sanders, according to Fox News, was responding to a question from the audience during a town hall gathering in Charles City, Iowa. "It means," he continued, "that I'm going to walk into your house and take something whether you like it or not. I don't think that stands up to constitutional scrutiny." That is a stunning remark from a Democratic candidate more than 2 months after the now-departed Beto O'Rourke blurted during a Democratic debate in Texas, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. In the days following, the Democrats came under criticism, heavy criticism, for not challenging O'Rourke right there on the stage, and the former Texas congressman subsequently said in interviews that he would push mandatory buyback of semi-auto rifles, and if owners didn't comply, they would face consequences. He also posited that because American gun owners are law-abiding citizens, they would obey the law and surrender their guns in such a situation, insisting that he would not be intimidated by the NRA. Sanders asserted that Republicans have been intimidated by the gun rights organization. Fox News recalled how last month, South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Peter Buttigieg had concurred with Sanders about gun buybacks equaling confiscation, and it got him in trouble with New Jersey Senator Cory "Call Me Spartacus" Booker and California Senator Kamala Willie Brown Sidechick Harris, who support mandatory buybacks. But grassroots gun rights activists call that compensated confiscation because they would receive some sort of remuneration from the government for their firearms. But confiscation under any name, under any other way, any other way of coercion is still confiscation. So says every Second Amendment advocate, every gun rights advocate out there, known to man. And noncompliance could result in legal troubles, if not outright arrest, under O'Rourke's scenario. Now, there's no doubt that gun control versus gun rights is going to be a pivotal issue in the 2020 campaign, with last week's indication that anti-gun rights billionaire Michael Bloomberg, whose Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund made a clear difference in how the Virginia legislative elections turned out on November the 5th, now apparently preparing to enter the Democratic presidential debate, the future of the Second Amendment could hang in the balance. But I don't think Michael is going to get very much love in the Democratic Party. Virginia's Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is also promising to push his entire gun control agenda when lawmakers convene next year in Richmond. And with Democrats in full control come January, gun owners who sat out the election, only about 40% of voters actually cast ballots, could become a sorry lot, unable to stop Northam's runaway train. Now, that's a question I have not asked about the Virginia election. How many people stayed home, and why did they stay home? Did they have no reason to go vote because of the people that were put in place? Did the Republicans run a bunch of really bad candidates? Why did they stay home? Meanwhile, there's a grassroots campaign unfolding on the far side of the nation in Washington State to repeal Gun Control Initiative 1639, passed by just under 60% of the voters last year. And it appears that some of those same voters who apparently thought they were supporting a school safety measure are ready to roll back the clock, along with thousands of angry evergreen state gun owners. Organizers of the repeal effort via Initiative 1094 have privately estimated they've gathered in the neighborhood of 80,000 signatures already. They need 30,000 by December 28th in order to turn their petitions into the Secretary of State's office. Signature gathering began just 2 weeks ago, and if this apparent momentum continues, they may reach their goal. In neighboring Oregon, gun owners are facing another gun control measure, Initiative Petition 18. This proposal would require gun control, all firearms be locked up unless they are in use, and mandatory reporting of lost or stolen firearms within 24 hours of the loss or discovered theft. A lot of stuff happening in the background that nobody's reporting on right now. As for Sanders, back to Bernie, his comments may not earn him any more traction among Iowa gun rights voters, but they do sharpen an issue from which his fellow candidates cannot run or weave or dance around. In the days and weeks ahead, Booker and Harris and the other Democrats who may support compensated confiscation are going to be faced with the unpopular task of explaining why to audiences in the heartland where guns and the Second Amendment right remain an integral part of the social fabric. They're going to have to sell it. I don't know if they can sell it. I don't think it's possible to sell it. In 1994... when they were proposing the assault weapon ban, what they were proposing was a ban on features, okay? No underlugs for bayonets, no muzzle devices, those kind of things. So gun makers just did away with those kind of things. And that in itself was sort of self-defeating because they grandfathered in the ones that were there. And guns are very, very durable goods. So they didn't really ban anything. They just banned the new production of something like that. Everything else that existed, existed. They also had a 10-round magazine capacity limit and a few other things. But having said all of that, it was primarily just features. is not what they're proposing this time. This is not what they're postulating. What they're talking about doing now is taking them, rounding them up, outlawing them. All the things that would be despotic. And that's not going to sell. That's one of those impossible things to sell. So I don't know where they're going to go with this. Whoever is the Democratic nominee, if this is going to be a part of their approach to try to win the general election, then they're going down. They're going to burn. They're going to burn all the way down into the basement. But apparently that's the plan. I guess it's really just going to depend on who it is. I mean, if Bloomberg comes in, Bloomberg has enough money to where he could go ahead and self-fund both sides if he wanted to. Both sides of the Republican and the Democrats. I mean, he's worth $52 billion. I think they spent $1.7 billion on both sides in 2016. You know, what's $2 billion to him? But then again, he's going to be the one that, you know, he wanted to control your sodas. It's just a conundrum. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.